AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Planned Parenthood's president is testifying before Congress this morning. House Oversight Committee Chair Jason Chaffetz, a Utah Republican, opened the hearing.
The question before us is, does this organization, does Planned Parenthood really need federal subsidy? Does it need federal dollars?
The group's been embarrassed by secret videos of officials discussing fetal tissue sales. President Cecile Richards this morning.
The outrageous accusations leveled against Planned Parenthood based on heavily doctored videos are offensive and categorically untrue.
Planned Parenthood says it has acted legally. Committee Chair Chaffetz slammed Planned Parenthood, though, for what he called exorbitant spending for salaries, travel, parties, and lobbying, saying the money isn't going to women's health care and calling the group a political organization. President Obama's meeting with the Cuban president, Raul Castro, today at the UN summit in New York. This comes as the Cold War adversaries continue trying to normalize relations following decades of animosity. The U.S. has a new cyber agreement with Beijing. Will it end cyber threats from China? The nation's top intelligence official, the director of national intelligence, James Clapper, was asked what he thinks at a Senate hearing this morning.
It will be incumbent on the intelligence community, I think, to portray to our policymakers what behavioral changes, if any, result from this agreement.
Are you optimistic?
No.
A recent hack stole data on some 22 million U.S. government employees and others. Home prices rose at a solid pace in July as would-be buyers competed for a limited supply of available housing. This is AP Radio News. A day after he unveiled his tax plan, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is answering a question about why his rivals are gaining in the polls.
I am leading every poll. In Iowa, I'm leading substantially. In New Hampshire, I'm leading substantially. In South Carolina, I'm leading substantially. And, you know, this is going to be an ebb and flow. I'm not saying, how can I continue to lead by such wide margins?
Right.
It's an ebb and flow.
Donald Trump on NBC's Today Show with Matt Lauer this morning. Our fact-checking, by the way, shows that Donald Trump's tax plan would indeed reduce the amount of money Americans pay in income taxes. It also appears likely that Trump's plan would be a financial boon for rich Americans like him. Facing a court-ordered deadline, the Obama administration is preparing to finalize stricter emissions limits on smog-forming pollution, pollution linked to asthma and respiratory illnesses. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.